like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is It's Movie Time, Linda.
There have
been many films about women of a certain age. And I think of Bridges of Madison County, Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Now, we've seen the most recent Chilean film that was submitted for the Oscars and not accepted. Gloria, how does this depict a woman of a certain age?
I thought it was so quirky. The actress, Paulina Garcia, she is in every single frame of that movie.
Yes.
And she can go from looking haggard and wrinkled and old to adorably glowing in certain parts of the movie.
She is the heart of the film. Without her, this film would not be successful.
She is a glorious Gloria. But women, I think, of all ages would find this movie very interesting, and I think they would find some parts of it to identify with, even though it's about middle-aged love. Fueled by alcohol, she goes to bars that cater to middle-aged people looking for other friends. She dances alone. The strobe lights are going, and people are bouncing around her, and she's just dancing there alone in her unflattering bob, big glasses.
Yeah, Tootsie-like glasses.
Yeah, I'm wondering about the glasses. I couldn't figure that
out. Toward the end of the film, they talk about her getting glaucoma. Something about the way she sees the world. Basically, I think it gives her a kind of funky retro look,
right,
even though she's a hip, middle-aged woman.
She's very hip. She's very optimistic. She's at this club looking around, and even though she's middle-aged, it shows that we're all amateurs when it comes to romantic relationships.
Oh, for sure.
And finding the right person.
In her major romance, she meets an ex-naval officer, a middle-aged man who's just had operation for reducing his size some.
Right.
So when they're making love, she has to pull off his girdle. You'll never see middle-aged couple making love on the screen, and they do here. And I think there's something very sensitive, although there's something off-putting for much younger people.
This is one of the few films that I've ever seen that has middle-aged adult nudity in it. And get real, folks. Sometimes it's not pretty, but most of the time it's very tender, very realistic.
There's some heat. So for me, the film centers on a character who is searching, as we would expect her to do. What's so fascinating to me is that nothing much really happens in this film. You don't have a grand story. And in fact, don't be seduced by the trailers to this, because they show her discoing and Gloria. For me, it's static. Without her, it's not the great film it could be.
A little background. She is obviously a divorced woman with grown children who are completely blind to this really very vibrant person that is their mother.
The closest animal to her is a cat without fur.
Yes.
This ugly
cat. Naked cat that keeps wandering into her apartment.
Right.
And also there's the mystery of the neighbor upstairs who at night keeps her awake with his ranting and screaming. What's that all about?
I know. Her life is fairly even and placid, very quiet, except for that guy upstairs who keeps yelling. We're shown life is disruptive, even in the privacy of her own apartment.
But, you know, at the same time, I admire her because she is up for trying new things like bungee jumping the paintball gun, which comes into play at a very important moment in the movie.
Metaphor.
Quirky, but she's an optimist. And she's got a charming smile.
She is glorious, but her life is not necessarily glorious.
Right, exactly.
All right, Linda, the grade you're going to give this, it's called Gloria, and the grade you award it is?
I gave it a B. It gives women something to talk about.
So, Linda, I'm going to award it a B+. Her performance would have been nominated for an Oscar had this film been picked up as an Oscar nominee.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street in the South Campus Gateway. Gateway has indoor parking at 11th and High. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.